Rick, what's on your mind, sir?
I have a very old knee injury that in recent years has been causing me to lose range of motion in my knee and enough pain that I can't run anymore. And so I've been thinking about stem cell treatment for the knee, and I was wondering what your thoughts are about that.
Well, since this isn't degenerative arthritis in the knee, stem cell is best for anything like this that's from an old injury that wasn't just degenerative arthritis. It's pricey, but I've had enough people come back from getting it done who tell me, oh, I injured that knee a while ago, and I finally had to have stem cells. It does help most people, sir. We don't happen to do it at our clinic, but it does help most people where it's done.
Okay. I asked my general physician about it, and who also has two bad knees, and he said he doesn't recommend it to me because he said, let me just tell you this. If insurance companies won't pay $5,000 for something that to correct a knee problem, that instead they'll pay $100,000 for knee replacement instead of $5,000 for stem cell. What does that tell you? That was his response.
Well, what that tells you, sir, is we're not in a medically free country, and stem cells aren't, quote, approved, unquote, by King George III, and so the insurance companies escape from paying for anything that's not approved by the king.
Well, okay, so it's a legitimate procedure, or they couldn't be doing it, right?
That's right, sir. I say I've talked to folks who come back from having it done, and the majority of them get better. And I'm sorry, I gotta shut up because we're getting to the top of the hour, and this is radio. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Dr. Sherman will be here next week.